AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. A dozen NFL players met with 11 team owners in New York today. Commissioner Roger Goodell.
Very productive and very important. It reflected, I think, our commitment to work together with our players on issues of social justice.
Both players and owners at the meeting say it was positive. Very little came up about the player protest during the national anthem. Goodell says the league did not ask the players to stand for the anthem. With the growing number of allegations of sexual assault or sexual harassment made against movie producer Harvey Weinstein, has touched off the Me Too online protest by thousands of women. Mortgage lender and mother Jennifer Beetson says she wants to see an end to something she says is all too common.
I come from a family with six women, and four of them have been raped. And no one talks about it. No one talks about harassment in day to day. It's just pretty much accepted at this point. And I fear for the women younger than me, the world they're coming into.
Twitter says the hashtag MeToo has been tweeted more than a million times since the grassroots campaign began. President Trump says he favors a bipartisan bill in the Senate that extends the federal health insurance subsidies that he recently blocked.
I'm pleased that Democrats have finally responded to my call for them to take responsibility for their Obamacare disaster and work with Republicans to provide much-needed relief to the American people.
Washington Democrat Patty Murray is co-sponsor of the bill with Tennessee Republican Lamar Alexander. The pair are the ranking Democrat and chairman of the Senate Health Committee.
You know what? When Republicans and Democrats in Congress take the time to work together under regular order, rather than retreating to partisan corners, we can truly get things done that help people that we serve.
This is AP Radio News. More records on Wall Street, with the Dow punching past 23,000 before finishing the day just 3 points under that mark. Silver Bear Capital's Alan Valdez says the Dow has had quite a run.
August 2nd, we hit 22,000. Now we're at 23,000. We've had, I think, 26 all-time records since the presidential election. So, I mean, it's just, this market is so strong.
The S&P 500 index also ended the day at a record high. A celebration in Syria in the city of Raqqa. A spokesman for the U.S.-led coalition says pockets of Islamic State militants remain in what was once considered their capital. The spokesman adds the Syrian Democratic Forces seized the last strongholds of the militant group in Raqqa but are not finished securing them. Militants took over the city in 2014. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.